At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe described several policy and strategic changes for the tea industry in remarks during the opening session of the Colombo International Tea Convention on July 25th. He said plantations inherited from the colonial age should transition to agro-businesses, integrating land use and factory production in a sustainable sector that employs millions to produce clean, sustainable tea and achieve zero-emission targets. The government will manage plantation housing and redistribute these properties among workers. He called on the industry to develop a clear strategy to attract younger generations to enjoy tea. Here are his remarks.
Distinguished guests and friends, that the tea industry has in achieving this transformation. Our transformation from a feudal economy to a modern economy in the 19th and the 20th century was driven by our plantation industry, by tea. Lot of modernization methods may not have come into being if there was no tea industry. And certainly, Alle would not have been a tourist attraction without the tea industry coming into being. So therefore, now you are at the next stage. And let's be realistic. We are a country which broke up our capital formation, which came out of land, plantations for about 30, 40 years. Now we are trying to recapture that and to bring plantations up to play a role in the future. So let me first tell you the first thing. I don't think we need plantations. We need a thriving agro-business, both of smallholders and large management companies who will look at the highest earnings possible. So that is the beginning. So we have to start reforming from inside. And of that, two measures I must mention. One, the need to resolve the issue of remunerations. We have to remember that those who worked in the plantations are some of the people who have had the worst sense of the bankruptcy in the country. Secondly, to ensure that we come into agro-business, we will now extract all the light room areas and the surrounding areas and take it back to the government and regather them as villages so that the light room concept will disappear as people start building. But then that's the part of the world we live in. No one lives next to a factory. They come from nearby. If you go to the coconut estates, we don't have anyone living in the land that belongs to us. For that, especially because the multi-dimensional poverty indicators in newer areas are very high. Higher than some of the northern areas which were affected by war. So these are some of the issues we have to resolve. Thirdly, there is the question of the debt that have been incurred by some of the enterprises, especially the small enterprises during this period, and how do we resolve it? Fourthly, matter which concerns us and others, the access to the Russian market. Actually, sanctions have not in any way put back Russia. They are somehow or other coming to Asia. The problem is for those of us who have to trade with Russia. And maybe those we require a new look, and but we have to wait the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. Till then, you have to use your means of how you get your tea across to Russia, which I should not know. That's the only requirement. But there is now, what is the model of our enterprises? Are we we have the smallholders, and how do the plantation industry become agribusiness? And are we going to say only to tea, or are we going to allow smart agriculture in your area? If you have to do something forestry, and in time to come, there will be land that will be opened up in other parts of the country for agribusinesses to grow. So there are opportunities of applying. I have no issue on that. Some of our companies have gone abroad and they have also established themselves elsewhere. That's not a problem with the government. As long as we are the biggest player in the game, subject to that, we can go ahead. Because Sri Lanka must have a dominating position in the market. But having said that, what is the future of tea? Are people going to drink tea the way we drink tea? What are the millennials, Gen Zs and all going to do? Now that's the opportunity. And that future is not in Sri Lanka. Except for the promotion and the R&D you're doing. You have to carry your battle straight into these areas. Into Europe. Into America. Are they going to drink iced tea? Are they going to have a tea drink? We do not know that. And to help that, Sri Lanka is now, we bring the climate change legislation and the new environment laws, which should enable us to hit net zero even before the target date. So that is the help that we can do there. But what people are going to drink is something you all have to decide. Or will you be such, will you be eating something with tea? We don't know. We just can't say what to do. And that is where the battle is. Already some other countries like Thailand and on are now experimenting. So we have to now look at the TRI. What have they done? What should they do for the future? And make it a joint partnership between government, which will provide funding, and the private sector. So I think in a way, we have to look at now, not the tea board or the tea smallholder. They are all there. They have to be restructured. But the tea research institute, and how are we going to make it? So those are my thoughts on the industry. All are the ones who are in the game. It's for us to look at the future, brother. Many of the problems we have mentioned, they are capable of being settled by us. But we have a future out there. And how are we going to keep those markets and expand it? So I wish you all the best in your deliberation. Thank you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.